May I speak in the name of the living God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please do be seated. I forgot to say at the beginning that today is a hot day. So if for any reason you feel uncomfortable or you need a glass of water, please just do what you need to do to keep comfortable and healthy. You'll notice some of us are not wearing quite as much clobber as we normally would. And that's just so that we don't compromise anybody's health this morning. Okay. I don't know how many of you here are thrill seekers. Anybody want to own up to being a thrill seeker of any kind? Anybody done any bungee jumping, paragliding? Oh, there's a hand at the back. Two hands. What have you done? Wow, okay. We've got a couple of thrill seekers. There may be some closet thrill seekers who are just not confessing. Oh, yes. What have you done? A what? Wing walk. Oh, my word. Well, I think we can all have some interesting conversations over coffee afterwards. Excellent. Well, I can remember when my cousins showed me a DVD of them all doing a bungee jump in South Africa, and I must admit I felt quite ill just watching it. I could feel the nervous apprehension rising in me as I saw them to prepare to jump and as I saw them falling with such speed, because I am just hopeless with heights. Later, I saw the look of achievement and exhilaration on their faces once they had completed the jump and were back on the ground. And I don't know whether our thrill seekers here would kind of echo that sense of achievement and exhilaration. I thought they were incredibly brave to do this, but I couldn't understand what made them do it, what had motivated them to such daring. And yet, about 12 years ago, I took part in a fire walk. I walked barefooted across a 10-foot stretch of intensely hot, burning coals. What's more, I did so after having watched the trench being dug, the logs being laid, the fire being lit, and the flames stretching high up into the night sky. It didn't hurt. My feet just felt a little bit tingly afterwards, like when you've been on the beach. But nothing that wasn't cured by a few minutes of being immersed in cold water. There are all kinds of reasons why people take part in skydiving, wing walking, paragliding, bungee jumping, or even fire walking. For some, it might be the adrenaline rush. For others, it might represent making a leap of faith. And for others, it might be about facing a fear or a block in their lives. I know that I wouldn't normally have taken part in a fire walk, but there was something about what I was going through in my life at that time that seemed to say to me, why not? I felt that I had been metaphorically walking on fire for a while already, so what was another few feet? And it did feel like an achievement. I think it enabled me to acknowledge that some of what I was experiencing in life at that time was challenging and painful, and that I wanted that to change. Of course, we don't all get the chance to do these kind of things, and nor might we want to. However, there will be times in all of our lives when we may feel that we've been metaphorically walking on fire. We feel that we've been stepping out into the unknown. There will be times in our lives, too, when we might long for some kind of change, when we might long to have the courage to do something new, to dare to do something different. At times like these, we need to know where we can place our trust, where we can turn to for support. On this Pentecost Sunday, we celebrate the arrival of God's gift of the Holy Spirit. In our service today, through our prayers and hymns and readings, we hear of the many ways in which we can both know and experience the presence of God's Holy Spirit. In John's Gospel, we're back in the first day of the resurrection. But Jesus breathes on them the gift of the Holy Spirit. Elsewhere in John's Gospel, we hear the Spirit referred to as an advocate, a guide. But in the events recounted in our first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, the coming of this Holy Spirit is full of drama and surprise. Jesus' disciples are gathered in a room, perhaps in the same upper room where they shared a final meal with Jesus, where they first met the risen Lord, and where they later waited in fear. What a traumatic and confusing time they have all had. First, the death of their beloved friend, then the confusion and the joy of his resurrection. Jesus was with them again for a short time, promising the gift of the Holy Spirit, but they must have wondered what that really meant. And then he was gone again, having returned to his Father. They may well have felt that they were stepping out into the unknown, walking on fire. What were they meant to do? And then something happened which changed this small group of frightened and confused people into an ever-growing community of faith, the beginnings of the church. Something happened which brought about an immense transformation. Luke's description in Acts stresses the power of God in the rush of wind and tongues of fire, in the speaking of many languages understood by all. Such is the transforming power of God's Holy Spirit. God sent the Holy Spirit to Jesus' first disciples because they needed it. They needed it to be the people God wanted them to be. They needed it to do what God wanted them to do, to continue the work of Jesus Christ. If Jesus had remained, I'm pretty sure his disciples would have left it to him. God's full intention in the incarnation is only brought about if Jesus returns to the Father in the ascension, if the Spirit comes. It is God's intention that Jesus' disciples, then as now, continue the work that Jesus began. In God's view, crazy as it may seem, this is the best way for Christ's work to continue on earth, through us. God sends the Holy Spirit to us because we need it. We need it to be the people God wants us to be. We need it to do what God might have in store for us. God knows those times when we feel that we're walking on fire or stepping out into the unknown, taking a risk. God knows when we're longing for some kind of change in our lives or in the lives of those around us. God knows when we long for the courage to do something new or to dare to do something different. For many of us, this might mean doing things we never thought we could do. It might mean facing fears. And so God's Holy Spirit comes to us in so many ways. It comes to do the many things we will have sung and prayed about by the time we leave this building today. It comes to surprise us, to empower us, to comfort us and to guide us. It comes to refresh, to renew, to equip, to inspire. It comes to work in us as individuals and as a church. When I was on holiday a few years ago, I went along to watch my godson play football. As I'm not a parent myself, I have not experienced what it's like on the side of the pitch. So I had my first experience of being alongside lots of parents, family and friends, and the team coaches rooting for their children and their team. This may be familiar terrain to lots of you, but it was really new to me. You can imagine what was going on. Lots of shouts of encouragement, exhortations not to be intimidated by the opposition, and plenty of disparaging comments about the referee. I appreciate that not all pitch-side conversations would be as well-natured, but this one seems to be quite polite. But what there was a huge amount of passion. I've been thinking this week about what God's Holy Spirit might feel like in our lives, and maybe it's a bit like what I have just described. A passionate, committed, loving supporter, cheering on from the sideline, giving advice, affirmation, encouragement, whether things are going well or not. I wonder what God's Holy Spirit means to you. What questions do you have? Or maybe there's something you've heard today about the Holy Spirit in our hymns, in our readings, that's made you think, I want that, I need that. Be assured that the gift of God's Holy Spirit means that God is with us. If we sense that we're walking on fire or stepping out in faith, if we know that deep down we're longing for some kind of change, however big or small, then be assured that the gift of God's Holy Spirit means that God is with us. Holy Spirit, sent by the Father, ignite in us your holy fire. Strengthen your children with the gift of faith. Revive your church with the breath of love. And renew the face of the earth through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.